Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the NBA DFS Today podcast by Sports Ethos. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I'm going to be riding solo here on a two-game Sunday. Game 7 slate for you guys. Game 7, Sacramento Kings and Golden State Warriors. We aren't going to talk about it just yet, but we will talk about it. We have two games here for your Sunday. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. One thing I do want to have you guys do is please go to sportsethos.com. Get the Ethos 360 pass to get the wager pass, fantasy pass, and the DFS pass all bundled into one. Or just get the DFS pass so you can go ahead and talk with us. NBA is wrapping up, but we do have baseball DFS. And we also have NFL DFS. And I know Mike Fiddle crushed it last year in NFL. So you'll want to be on board for that. Get in now before it gets more pricey. Just do it. All right, let's go here. Miami at New York. Who would have ever thought that'd be the matchup we would get here? Miami obviously surprised everyone by beating the Bucks. The Knicks, of course, you know, a lot of people had the Cavs over the Knicks, but the Knicks proved us all wrong. You guys get a win there. We'll see how they fare against the Heat. I do think they should be able to beat the Heat, but we'll see. The Knicks are favored by 4 points here, and it's a game total of 207.5, which is much less than the other game. So that is something that you obviously keep abreast of, have in the back of your mind. We do have some big injury news here. Julius Randle is questionable with an ankle injury. Quentin Grimes also questionable with a shoulder injury for the New York Knicks. I would have to guess Julius Randle does not play. I know I'm batting like, I don't know, 4 for 4 in these, you know, do they play, don't they play type of situations, but I'm bound for a miss at some point. But I think, you know, we did see Woj tweet out or be quoted or something recently as there'd have to be significant improvement in his ankle for him to play on Sunday. Maybe he rests on it overnight and it gets better, heals up. Who knows? But I would have to lean towards him not playing, so I'm going to continue and operate that way. So on the Knicks, I do have quite a bit of interest here on this slate. Starting with Jalen Brunson at 7,900. Obviously, no Julius Randle. A lot of the offensive workload is going to fall on him. Not a big believer in Kyle Lowry, even though Kyle Lowry is coming off the bench right now. Gabe Vincent, not going to stop Julius Randle. I'm sorry, Jalen Brunson. So I think Jalen Brunson has a nice game here ahead of him. So I'll put that out there. I think, you know, could go off for 30 points. Wouldn't be surprising at all. The Knicks might not even win in that scenario, but I think that it is a, I wouldn't say likely scenario, but it is a good chance that it happens. I do, of course, like Josh Hart at 5,500. I can't not like Josh Hart. It's just in my blood. No. With Quentin Grimes, you know, possibly being out. I mean, he's a lock to play 40 plus minutes. The last game, he didn't do a whole lot with those minutes, but as long as he's on the floor, he is active on both sides of the basketball. I do like him a whole lot, and he does have a high ceiling. R.J. Barrett at 5,600, that's just too cheap for R.J. Barrett, especially with, I'm presuming, no Julius Randle. He should get a lot of the offensive workload heading his way. So I would definitely consider rostering him. He's a guy that a lot of people just kind of like overlook because they don't like his game or whatever. So it's nice to take some stabs at R.J. Barrett, I think, on this slate. A lot of people are going to gravitate towards Obi Toppin, 4,500. I think that's fine. You know, we kind of had, we had 2 weeks or something like that earlier where Randall, I think it was an ankle injury for that as well, but he missed, and I was telling you guys, beware, because Tibbs doesn't like Obi Toppin. And I'm getting red flags in my head for that again here. I mean, this is a playoff game now. I was right in that first game where I faded Toppin, and then he went off in, I think, the second game or the third game, had a really, really decent line. But the minutes were never, like, he's not just going to get 35-plus minutes. It's just not going to happen. You're probably going to get, I would guess, 20 minutes of Obi Toppin. And he is a permanent, pretty decent studly guy, but those red flags are coming off. I'm seeing the ownership. I think fading him is the way I'm going to go with it. Make your choices, obviously, but I'm fading the field on this one. I think I'm not going to have too much Obi Toppin, if at all, in my lineups. The guy I am looking towards is kind of the pivot here, and he's around the same price, is Emmanuel Quickley at 4,300. I do think that the way to attack this Miami defense is from the outside, especially when you have Jalen Brunson getting downhill and getting to the rim. So I'm looking for a big game from Quickley. It's been a while since we've seen one of those. And, hey, I could very well be absolutely missing the base here, off base here. So it is a risky play, but I love Quickley here. F4300, absolutely. And I think, pivoting to him off Toppin makes a whole lot of sense to me. On the Miami Heat side, I'm probably not going to Jimmy Buckets. I know he just had an amazing legendary run. Same reasons I'm not going to Toppin. I mean, I just think that the ownership's going to be through the roof. Everyone's, very convinced that he's the best player in this matchup. And I would tend to agree on most nights he is, but one thing about Jimmy Butler is he's a little, I mean, just like Jimmy Butler the man, he is a bit temperamental when it comes to his fantasy output. And he puts up duds. For a star, he puts up a good deal of duds. This is a playoff game. It's playoff Jimmy. I get it. You want to go to him, I'm not going to say you're stupid. You can say I'm stupid for not playing him. I think that would be a valid response. But I'm not playing him. So there you go. I've got other guys other fish I want to fry. 9,700 is his price point on DraftKings, by the way. So if I'm not playing Jimmy Butler, who am I playing? I'm waiting for my thing to load here, just buying time. On the Heat, I am playing Gabe Vincent at 4,900 again. Like I called him as a good play in the last game. He played 40 minutes. It's going to be the same case here. I just think Lowry, I can't call him cooked anymore because he had a couple of decent games and big moments for the Heat recently, but he just doesn't have that ability to play big minutes anymore. So they need to give Vincent a game there. He's under 5K, probably the safest under 5K out of the slate, I would have to imagine. Second safest maybe is the other guy I'm playing on the Heat, which is Caleb Martin at 4,600. No Tyler Hero, obviously. That just shifts everybody kind of up in the pecking order a little bit. Yeah, I think you can look at like a Max Strus at 4,700, a Duncan Robinson 4,200. Those guys are definitely on the table, but I would gravitate towards more so the, I guess, safer floor guys, which would be Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin. I wouldn't call them necessarily the best ceiling guys, and so they're kind of like the last guys in my lineup here. So there you go. All right, moving on. We have obviously the game seven here is the only other game left here. It is the Golden State Warriors at the Sacramento Kings. Oh my gosh, it's going to be Liddy. Sacramento's going to be going nuts. Sacramento is favored by 1.5 points on DraftKings as we speak. 229.5 is that game total, which is a good 22 points higher than the other game. That's always right. There's no way to predict with 100% accuracy where these things end up, but it is generally pretty accurate. And it also mimics, what we know in our just from watching these games, the Kings and the Warriors are going to have a higher scoring game than the Heat and the Knicks. I think that's almost a given. I mean, I would say it's a very good chance that's going to happen. Anyways, on the Kings side, obviously De'Aaron Fox at 9,200. I think he will be a popular play, but if I'm not going to play Jimmy Buckets, that's a guy I'm going with. Obviously, De'Aaron Fox. I've been rostering him every slate that he's been on for the last three slates. And he's come through with 50 plus DK points every single time. Don't I? I'm a little. I actually don't have him. So full disclosure here, I don't have him in my lineup right now. Oh, I know I do. I'm sorry, I do. I do. Scratch that. I had taken him out, but I put him back in. So actually, let me reload the page. Let me reload the page because I'm pretty sure I took him out. Sorry, guys and gals. I am always a hot mess here, but let me just take a look here. I think I took him out because I thought I saw a little opportunity here. So De'Aaron Fox, yeah, I did take him out. I pivoted somewhere else because, man. So I'll talk about him in a minute here. So I don't have De'Aaron Fox in my current dummy lineup on DraftKings, which is probably going to stand because these games start pretty early tomorrow, as you guys know. But Malik Monk, 5,900, is the absolute must roster on DraftKings. They're going to need Malik Monk to play every single minute that he can. He'll get his spells, his rests, but he is absolutely vital in the transition game on offense. I would absolutely roster Malik Monk everywhere. Trey Lyles, 3,700. I do think that sitting Sabonis was the right call. I don't know if playing Trey Lyles is the right call long term. I believe he got 25 minutes in that last game. So he's going to be a popular guy on everyone's roster. I think this is kind of where I'm eating the chalk. I think everyone's going to have him. 27 minutes he played in the last game. 27.75 DK points. I think he's a perennially underappreciated, undervalued player. He is a pretty decent, very decent bench player, a good scorer. So if he can hit the 20-minute mark again, I think it's fine. It's not going to sink me. I am eating the chalk here. I'm a little bit wary about it, but ultimately, I think with the price point where it is, it makes sense. So I don't mind it at all. I think he's a lock because, again, everyone's going to have him, and you're going to be able to fit these other guys in. So where you're going to differentiate is in those other guys you're spending up on. Terrence Davis at 3,500. I've got to look at him as well. Had some pretty decent minutes in the last one. I wouldn't say messing. They're changing their rotations to try to, really just get Sabonis out. This is not a good matchup for Sabonis. This has been a terrible matchup and a terrible series for Sabonis. He's going to be better in the next series, but here they have to find ways to get him off the floor and get other people in, and they have to find people to chase, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. So obviously, Davion Mitchell's getting in there. Terrence Davis. So I like Terrence Davis at his price point, 3,500. I think he's a decent play on the Warriors. I mean, look, I'm not going to get cute with it. I'm playing Steph Curry at 9,600. I think ultimately these Warriors are going to go under-owned on this slate. Everyone wants the Kings to win, including me, including your boy. I'm cheering for the Kings. I think we all like to see the underdog or the team that hasn't won in a while win. But there is probably more worlds than there are not worlds where the Warriors take this game. Just being real with you. I think on paper, we like to think the Warriors are the better team. They have the experience. They've played Game 7s before. I mean, there's a lot of narratives you could build with this, but I think ultimately Steph Curry at 9,600, of all of the stars that are on the slate, I mean, even including De'Aaron Fox, I just don't think you're getting as much bang for your buck for anyone else. I mean, 9,700 for Jimmy Butler, 9,200 for De'Aaron Fox. Curry's capable of putting up, 70 DK points. He hasn't done it in this series. He's gotten, hasn't shot the ball well. That's the scary thing about it. 47.5 DK points in the last one. He got 21 shots. He only had 9 of them, 5 of 12 from distance. I'm trying to look back to where his last big explosion was on the 28th of March against the Pelicans. 14 of 25 from the field, 8 of 15 from deep, 69 DK points. I'm scared because if that does happen, that probably means the Kings lose. I have bets on the Kings' futures and everything. But I think ultimately where I'm looking at in terms of like where ownership's going to be and who has that ability to go off, I think De'Aaron Fox has been playing pretty near his ceiling with that hurt finger with the consecutive 55 to 60 DK points. I think a lot of people are going to gravitate towards there because he is cheaper, $400 cheaper than Curry. So this is another pivot for me. So I do like Steph Curry at 9,600. Sorry to go on and on and on. Hopefully you learned something there. But anyways, Draymond Green at 6,800. I think he's going to get overlooked as well because of the reasons I've stated, but also because he got into foul trouble in that last game. Only managed to get, 26 minutes? Yeah, 26 minutes. Only got 2 shots, 1 of 2 from the field. Just wasn't engaged in that game at all. 5 fouls. I mean, I think that took him out of it, really. He got 3 quick ones, I believe, in the first half. They inserted him into the starting lineup in the second half in place of Jordan Poole, I believe, if I remember correctly. So if that sticks, he's a very intriguing guy. I'm getting him in my lineups here. So there you go. And the last guy I'm going to add on the Warriors side is I do like Wiggins as well. Just going to go under-owned, constantly underappreciated. He hasn't had a big game either in this series, but he's been pretty solid here. Averaging, looks like, about 32, 33, 34 DK points, somewhere in that range, at 7,100. I mean, it's a decent spot. It's not great, but I think he's just the ownership's going to be pretty low just because of his price tag and also the general sentiment towards the Warriors. Everyone wanting them to lose. So I am going to go with Wiggins, Steph, and Draymond. Thrive Fantasy. Go to thrivefantasy.com. Use promo code ETHOS to get your first deposit matched up to $200. And we're going to rock and roll with some of these player props here. I've got three for you guys on a pretty short slate. Draymond over 7.5 rebounds. That's 110 points against Sacramento. Yeah, again, I just think he's going to play a key role here, not getting into foul trouble. He's going to have a big game. As much as we don't like him, I mean, he is a very good basketball player. If you don't ask him to shoot the basketball. Malik Monk, over 26.5 points, rebounds, and assists. That's 105 points. I just think Malik Monk has to be on the floor at all times. Give him, you know, two or three-minute rests here and there. But it's very clear that he needs to be in over Huerter. I mean, Huerter has been – his shot's been off. He had a few in the end of the last game, so hopefully he's turned it around. But I feel like you're definitely going to trust Malik Monk a little bit more here. Sabonis, under 39.5 points, rebounds, and assists. That's 70 points. That's an easy gimme. I just think, again, Sabonis is just a terrible matchup for Sabonis. Hasn't been able to take advantage, not grabbing rebounds over Looney. There's no value add for having Sabonis on the field, on the floor right now. Looney's out rebounding him. Offensively, he's struggling, not hitting shots, having his shots contested a lot. And defensively, he's just not hacking it. Just getting tore up, which we all kind of guess would happen in this game, so or in this series. So I'm going under on Sabonis there. All right, guys, that is going to do it for me. That is it. I am Keith Cork. You can follow me on Twitter at @BSBPKeith. And, you know, I know we are wrapping up the season here. Love you guys. Thank you for listening all season long. Please do leave us a review if you've listened to multiple shows. We've helped you. Hopefully we've made you laugh or something. I don't know. Something you liked or disliked even. Go ahead and leave it in those comments and let us know, because we do thrive on that feedback. So until next time, guys and gals, go get that money.